All right, this is Wednesday 9:325, and we're looking at part 9 of How Faith Works. The title is The Accuser. We have established over the last few weeks how we are to walk by faith. I want to look at today at the accuser. We have an adversary that roams around trying to trip us up in our faith walk. One of these subtle tactics that he uses is accusations. I want to look at a few scriptures here. Revelation chapter 10. That doesn't make any sense. I wrote 10. Just a minute. Let's hold on here.
I think you meant 10 through 12.
No, it's just one scripture.
Well, chapter 12, verse 10 is the one you're looking for then.
Chapter 10, verse 12. What? Yeah, that's it. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Okay, now we got that straight. Accuser means to be a plaintiff, to charge with some offense. Now we're going to go over to the book of Job. Chapter 1. Starting with chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 12 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them, rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Okay, Job 2. Starting with verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going out, or going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he held fast his integrity, you know, after his sons were killed. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. Okay. Learning to hear God's voice is what we're going to look at today, is essential in the walk of faith. We hear God's voice from the inside. What we hear from Satan is going to be from the sense realm. Understand? Okay. Let's go to John 10 now. I'm able to tell this story because I've been duped recently. And I've had a month of hell because of it. Verse 1, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He that entereth by the door of the, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. The sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Stranger means not one's own, foreign, not akin, hostile, or alien. Faith is a spiritual force from within, and it cannot be triggered by anything coming from the sense realm, no matter how good it sounds. As people of faith, we must hear that still small voice and not the outside voices. Satan is a trickster. See, he's climbed up some other way, trying to get at you. You're following the shepherd. Okay. Luke chapter 4 talks about Jesus' temptation. We're going to look at it because we need to. I don't want anybody else to be duped. Right here. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, Thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will, I give it. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Jesus was tempted in all these natural things. Satan was offering him the world. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. So he is goading Jesus, offering him the world, offering, you know, well, God said he would protect you. Prove it. It's accusatory, everything that is coming out of his mouth. Jesus didn't need to prove it. He already knew it. Jesus was not moved by anything that Satan said to him. But what he said to him sent him packing, what he did say. The devil used scripture on Jesus to get him to get into the flesh. Oh, sounds good. It's a scripture. Surely that was God. Really? Maybe it was and maybe it wasn't. Does the devil ever come to you this way? Sure he does. Ever hear this one? Well, if you were really a person of faith, you would be doing this or that or saying this or that. You'd be acting differently. This triggers us looking to our senses to gauge whether we are in the faith instead of the spirit. Oh, you couldn't be following God because look at you. You say you're walking by faith and look what you're doing. Or look what you're not doing. Faith is an inside force. It starts on the inside, happens on the inside, manifests on the outside. But see, Satan triggers the flesh, trying to get you to do stuff in the flesh and think it's faith. All right. Read that again. This triggers us looking to our senses to gauge whether we are in the faith instead of in our spirit. It's very subtle. It may seem like God, but something is just a little off. You go, well, I think it might be the Lord, but something's bothering me. Yeah, should be. When God talks to us, peace is there, and peace always makes the call. If it is accusatory in any way, then you know that Satan has just shown up. Just like Job, Satan accuses. Well, of course he serves you. You've given him everything. If you're made to feel bad about yourself, then recognize it for who it is. God does not do that. He does not do that. I don't care how bad you miss it. He does not do that. If fear is there, you know that God is not in it. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures. Romans 5:1. This brought me peace. Well, I finally recognized what the heck's been going on. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, faith is a spiritual force. Faith is from the inside out, not the outside in. A lot of people are working it on the outside, trying to get inside results, but it's not happening. It will not happen. God is not jumping on you and accusing you ever. 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 Romans 15:33. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. He is the God of peace. He's not the accuser. He's not about fear and unrest and anxiety and just don't know what you're going to do. That's not God. That's the accuser. Lord, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. It's a horrible place to be. It is hell on earth to think, I've exhausted every resource and I have no place to go and I don't know what to do. That's the most horrible feeling in the world for anybody. Okay, 1 Corinthians 7:15. That's not it. First Corinthians 7:15. That's not it.
It says God has called us to peace.
1 Corinthians 7:15. What is the?
I'm sitting there looking at it.
First Corinthians. Oh. No. That's not in my Bible. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. That's what I. 1 Corinthians 7:15.
Keep reading.
Oh, all right. Maybe I could be on my nose. A brother and sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. Peace makes the call. Called us to peace. Okay. 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. No confusion with God, only peace. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So what is going to keep us in peace? Thinking on the right things. Saying the right things. Don't let the devil sliver in there on one of your words. And Satan fools us, it starts us down a mental path of doubting ourselves, thinking we've missed God. Well, we have when we listen to him. We've missed God. Let's call it what it is. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let's read 16. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Staying positive, saying the right thing, keeping the word of God before you. Not letting the devil take your words and start speaking the way you feel or speaking what you see. The Lord's spoken to us here before about watch your words. Okay, 1 Peter 5:6-9. I want to read that out of the Amplified. Is this the Amplified? First Peter 5. Well, another. Anyway, 1 Peter 5. Verse 6 there. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that he may in due time exalt you, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately, cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset. Rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. If the voice that you hear pans out and betters your situation, then it's probably our shepherd. But if it doesn't, then it is the accuser. Listen to how God talked to Job. He didn't trash and bash like the devil did. Let's go back to Job, just a couple of verses in each chapter. Job 1:8-9. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. That's how God talked about Job. Go over to 2:3. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. When our shepherd calls us, we come a-running, not run away from him. Don't fall for the accuser. God is not a hard taskmaster. I realized I was so hard on myself, trying to measure up, trying to get it right, trying to do it right. Okay, go to Matthew 11, 29. This is our shepherd talking here. Well, then let's do 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All Satan wants to do is burden you down and make your life a living hell. That's all he's good for. The accuser just wants to heap burdens on you and make your life a living hell. He is the accuser and the abuser. He tries to convince you it's God, but it's not. Let's stay sharp so you will never, ever be duped again.